14:39 on the clock in half number one at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri. Brendan Dwarzynski joining you for Ichabod basketball. Washburn leading Missouri Southern 10-8. On the floor for the Ichabods, Jack Batchelor, Braden Shorter. Those two are in the backcourt. And a trio of sophomores, Sam Ungashek, Brady Christensen, and Jarmel Johnson already waiting in the forecourt. Batchelor inbounds to Shorter. Jack gets it right back, and he'll take it over the timeline from right to left as you listen. Finds Christensen, top of the key. Now a handoff to Jarmel Johnson. Jab step right, step back three on the way. Rattles off the rim. Offensive rebound. Christensen kicks it back into the right corner, but nobody home. Brady was expecting, I think, Batchelor to be waiting there in the corner, but the pass was way too quick. It's out of bounds over the Missouri Southern sideline, and it belongs to the Lions. Still a two-point game, down to 14-24 and counting. Left in this first half, Lions bring it up. They're moving from left to right as you listen. Between the circles, Macinas with it, dumps it to the wing for Parker Long, coming off his first career double-double last time out against Fort Hays State. Back to the top of the key, Macinas for three, way short off the front of the iron. Rebound, Jarmel Johnson. He'll take it up court himself, dribbling between the legs. Now to Ungashik, top of the key. Sam drives, pulls up, left lane line, back out to the top for Christensen. He tries a three. That one's off the mark, just off to the right. Washburn now 2-for-7 from three to open the game, still with a two-point lead under 14 to go in the half. Ichabod's drop back on defense. It's Sigmund with the ball between the circles for Missouri Southern. Gives it up, gets it right back. Now fires right corner. Avery Taggart tries a three, and he cans it. Ungashik fell down, and the three is knocked down in the corner, wide open for Taggart, his first points of the game. 11-10, Southern leads Washburn. 13:33 now showing. Shot clock already down to 21. Ungashik kicks left corner. Jarmel Johnson feigns a three. He'll drive right hand hook shot. Not able to get it to go. Rebound tipped away from Christensen into the hands of Macinas for Southern. Lions running the other way. Vincent Sigmund all the way to the cup. Up and under layup. Left it way short. Rebound fought for on the floor. A Donnybrook, and Washburn comes away with it. Ungashik runs the floor to Batchelor to the left corner. Johnson for three. Hits the front of the rim again. Another rebound fought for, but this time it's two Lions battling each other for it. And finally, Southern is going to slow things down at the behest of head coach Sam McMahon on the Southern sideline to the left-hand side of the floor as you listen. Lions bring it up, already leading Washburn by 1, 11-10, under 13 minutes to play until the halftime stoppage. Braden Shorter matched up on Darius Dawson, now at the top of the circle. Dawson all the way around from one wing to the other and hands it off on the left-hand side into the hands of Vincent Sigmund, who loses the ball. Stripped, wanted a foul, doesn't get it. Ball lobbed up ahead by Washburn. Ungashik to Batchelor, and Jack is able to lay it in. Just like Batchelor found Ungashik for a deep outlet layup earlier, this time it's vice versa, and Jack gets the credit for two. He's got 4 points. Washburn leads by 1, 12-11, 12:26 on the clock. Top of the key, Dawson, left-hand dribble twice, hands it off to Sigmund, still between the circles, back across to Long, just in front of our broadcast position near sideline. Long with the left hand, trying to blow by Batchelor, pulls up the dribble, sends it outside of the wing again. Macinas on the drive, flies in, right-hand scoop layup, gets it off the glass and good. Excellent play by Macinas, the redshirt senior from Hickory Hills, Illinois, gives the Lions the lead once again, 13-12 over the Ichabods, exactly 12 minutes to go here in the half. Left wing Johnson hands it off right behind him to the freshman point guard Batchelor. Back to Christensen. Brady, big jab step with the right. Now trying to back inside of Macinas, the sophomore taking the senior. Kicks it back into the left corner for Jarmel Johnson. Spin move in the lane. Johnson on the drive commits a charge foul. Avery Taggart absorbs it, falls to the ground. That is the first foul of the game, and it's picked up by the Ichabods. 11:45 on the clock. Pair of substitutions now for Brett Ballard's group. Ungashik and Christensen both sit. Michael Keegan and Andrew Orr both return. Washburn right now playing with a 7-man rotation. It had been whittled down to 8, but Jake Schadegg is currently unavailable due to injury, and that's why Washburn's been going with just 7 in this latter part of the regular season. Along the far sideline, Southern ball, Taggart has it, double-teamed quickly. Now it's just Keegan matched up on Taggart. Driving a dump off on the right baseline into the hands of Dawson. Backing up, he's matched up on Braden Shorter. Braden trying to contest the shot, instead kick back to Taggart, top of the key three, swishes it in, and Avery Taggart now with a couple of three-pointers in this first half. And Southern leads 16-12 over Washburn, 11:11 to go in the first half. Washburn now trying to answer. At the top of the key, it's A.O. with the touch. Basketball in both hands, fires left for Johnson. Down to the block, it's A.O. again. Orr turning around, goes up with the right hand, can't get it to fall through, and the rebound is hauled in by Missouri Southern. A.O. banged down to the floor at the end of the play. Taggart will bring it up himself off the board for the Lions. Crosses over on Keegan, hands off underneath. Ball kicked back out to the left wing again. Dawson tries a three, that's another swish. Another three for Missouri Southern. Dawson now with 8 points in this first half, 19-12. Ichabod's in a bit of a pickle here, down by 7. Batchelor will bring it up as we approach 10.5 minutes on the clock. Angling right with the dribble, pulls back, finds shorter top of the key, right back to Batchelor. Jack with the left hand, shuffling in that same direction. Pulls up again to the high free throw line, elbow for Andrew Orr, who finds Michael Keegan flying inside. A right wing drive, catches the ball just outside the restricted circle, and flips it in for two. That's Mike's first 2 points in this contest. That will quell the run for the Lions. It was 8-0, and now Washburn cuts it back to a 5-point game with 10 and change on the clock until halftime. Along the far sideline, Sigmund with it. The transfer from Wisconsin Parkside, native of Detroit, Michigan. Much farther south here in Joplin for the continuation of his college career. And he throws the ball away. Way outside the reach of his intended target in the right corner. And we've got a media timeout. With 9:56 to go in the first half, Washburn trails Missouri Southern 19-14. You're listening to Ichabod Basketball on Country 106.9. The Washburn Ichabods trail the Missouri Southern Lions 19-14. 9:56 remaining in the first half here at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri. Brendan Dorzinski joining you for this edition of Ichabod Basketball. Washburn 6-for-16 from the floor so far. That's 37.5%. Meanwhile, Missouri Southern shooting the lights out. 54% from the floor. They're 5-for-7 from three-point range. And this is a Southern team that enters today just ninth in the MIAA out of 14 teams in three-point percentage. However, Washburn has struggled all year to run teams off the three-point line. Washburn second to last in the league in three-point percentage defense on the season, with just this game and one more left in the regular campaign. Right wing Michael Keegan with it for Washburn, down by five. Keegan driving a dump off to the right block, looking for Andrew Orr, and AO gets to the cup and gets fouled. Shot won't go, it's nowhere close, but he'll get a pair of free throws for his trouble. 9:44 on the clock in this first half as Orr steps to the free throw line. First free throw tries of the day for the Ichabods. AO 79.5%. at the stripe this year. Last year's Washburn team MVP. First free throw on the way, sinks it in. First point today for AO. It's back to a 4-point game at 19-15. Or last year as well, third team all MIAA. Second free throw on the way. This one rattles all the way around the tin and in. AO had just 8 points, but also 7 boards first time out against this Southern team, averaging 13.5 points per game on the year. Bods down one possession now, 19-16, as we approach 9.5 minutes left, with Southern bringing the ball into the front court. This is not a Southern team that has a very deep bench, and now we've got a whistle and a foul on Jarmel Johnson right in front of our broadcast position on the near sideline, getting a little bit too close to the body of Parker Long for Southern. That is foul number 2 on Jarmel. And it's the only 2 fouls, in fact, that have been called on Washburn so far. Taggart inbounds for Southern from the near sideline and sends it into Long, who's matched up on Jack Batchelor of Washburn. AO comes out to help quickly, and now a dump off to Taggart on the left wing. Trying to fire inside, gets it to Sam Thompson, who's into the contest for the Lions. Now back out to Parker Long, timer down to 6. Long looking for somewhere to drive, instead kicks to Taggart, but led him too far with the pass. He was running to his right, fired it too far to the right of Taggart, and another turnover for Southern. The Lions now have 6 turnovers in not even 11 minutes of action in this one. Washburn ball, down just 3. Sam Ungashick at the helm of the offense for Washburn. Gives it to the top of the key, and Keegan, now right wing Braden Shorter. To the free throw line, Andrew Orr. Crow hop inside, tries going up and under with the layup. No, gets his own rebound, sticks with it, and sticks it back in off the right side of the square. Orr's first field goal today. He's got the last 4 points for Washburn, and it's a 1-point game, 19-18. The last 6 points of this contest belong to the Ichabods. Between the circles, Winston Desiso with the drive, this time for Missouri Southern, and he is hooked on the drive by Sam Ungashick. That's foul number 3 on Washburn, the first one that Sam has picked up today. Desiso, the native of Baltimore, Maryland, was phenomenal. First time out against Washburn, scored a season-high 19 points in a 5-point loss back at Lee Arena. 8:41 showing on the clock here in the first half at the Leggett and Platt Center. Lions ball up by 1. Inbound is knocked away by Andrew Orr. And then we've got a foul as well called on Darius Dawson. Orr tipped away the inbound pass, was going to run and pick it up at half court, and Dawson just grabbed him to avoid what would have been an easy jam in transition. So that is now the 3rd foul of the half called on Missouri Southern. And it is the first of the game on Darius Dawson, this season's leading scorer for Missouri Southern. Desiso picks up Ungashick at the top of the key, gives it up to Batchelor, now right back to Sam, right wing. To Orr at the free throw line, back out left wing, Braden Shorter. Hesitation, thinks about a 3, now steps back, does take the 3, way off the mark to the right. That's an air ball for the freshman. Playing back in his home state, the native of Springfield, Missouri, but didn't have a great feel for that shot from the left wing. Leaves it short. It's an air ball, and it's Missouri Southern possession. 8:18 to go in the half. Lions ball up by one over the Ichabods. Parker Long feeds left wing for Desiso. Back to the top, Martin Macinas. Underneath finds Parker Long, left all alone. He was almost too open, and he left the shot too short off the front of the iron. Washburn running the other way off the rebound. Batchelor, left wing three, in transition, can't get it to go. Rebound fought for, and the Lions corral it underneath the basket. Now Southern trying to run the other way. Long in transition, has a shot blocked, but a foul first on Ungashik. Sam got back there. He is not at all happy about that call, and I think you can probably say the same thing about Washburn head coach Brett Ballard, who's got his hands up in the air still, saying that was a straight-up defensive play, but it will lead to free throws here for Parker Long, who on the season has made 80% of his foul shots. That's number two, by the way, on Ungashik, and it's number four on Washburn here in this half with 7:54 on the clock. Long steps in for his first free throw, swishes it in. First point today for Parker Long. 20-18, now a two-point advantage for Missouri Southern. Long, who was transferred a couple times, began his career at Maryville, Division II level, was GLVC all-freshman team back in 2020, then transferred to Southeast Missouri State at Division I, now back here in D2 at Missouri Southern as he knocks in the second free throw as well, making a three-point lead for Southern, 21-18 over the Ichabods. Down to 7:47 and counting in the half as Batchelor brings it into the front court. Down to Orr, left block. Andrew creates a little space. Late pass again, finds Christensen. Brady lays it up, gets the hoop, and gets the harm. Some of the Southern fans here in Joplin wanted an offensive foul on Orr. The officials disagreed. Give Andrew the assist, the 2 points for Christensen, and a chance at one more at the line for a 77% foul shooter. Christensen now with 5 points in this first half. Washburn down by one. Christensen's got a chance to tie the game, and he does. Silky smooth on the delivery. Make it 6 points for Brady, and we're tied at 21 all. 7:34 on the clock here in the first. Taggart to the top, and Macinas wants to drive. Bumped by Orr, spins around. Right hand, takes an extra step under the basket, but a foul call comes first. Again, some frustration from the Washburn group. Orr doesn't like the call, but he picks up his first foul. Hale got in some foul trouble against UCM last time out for Washburn. Ended up being a 19-point Ichabod win. Substitution in for Washburn as well. Zade Dejani onto the floor for the first time. Zade playing just under 7.5 minutes of contest. Didn't score in 8 minutes against UCM. First free throw by Martin Macinas is up and good. He's now got 3 points. And it's 22-21, Lions back on top of the Ichabods. Macinas this year, 11.2 points per contest, and the second free throw rattles off, hits the rim 4 times before finally bouncing out to the right. Braden Shorter clears the rebound. Braden was one of the leading rebounders for Washburn in that win on Saturday. Right corner, Shorter firing underneath, looking for Orr, and Andrew can't quite hang on to it. Ricochets off an arm out of play. Turnover for Washburn, number 3 in this first half. 7:14 and counting on the clock. Lions ball leading the Ichabods, 22-21. On the right wing for Southern, it's Vincent Sigmund. Brings it to the free throw line. Jumper there, rattles it in. One of the numerous players for this Southern team who can hit a shot from pretty much anywhere on the floor, especially inside the arc. Sigmund extends it to a 3-point lead for Southern over Washburn. Batchelor into the front court, hooks a pass left wing for Braden Shorter, and Braden's got an answer for the Ichabods. Big time shot by a stellar 3-point shooter, and the freshman deadlocks this one at 24 all. 6:43 to go until the break. Back to the top for Southern. It's Desiso, finds Macinas, has just a little bit of space. He'll try a three, top of the arc, and he buries one with Andrew Orr closing out late. The offenses are now coming alive here at the Leggett and Platt Center. Washburn down 27-24, under 6.5 to play until we hit halftime. Shorter now, top of the key, whips one underneath right block for Christensen. Double team comes, Christensen needs help, instead tries a fadeaway jumper, it's knocked away. Rebound for Southern. Bringing it up court for the Lions is Parker Long after a pass from Sigmund. He'll pull up with a jumper at the right elbow. That one's off the mark. Really quick one and done that time for the Lions. Washburn rebounds, and Brett Ballard says to slow this thing down. We're about to hit 6 minutes left in the first half. Washburn trailing Missouri Southern 27-24. Batchelor setting up the offense from inside the jump circle, moving right to left as you listen. Fires left wing again. Shorter wants another three, and he'll get another three. Throws up the three fingers, running back down on the defensive end. Braden now with 6 points in this first half. We are tied again, 27-27, 5:39 on the clock. Excellent offensive basketball early in this one. Top of the key, Desiso. He finds Messinas left wing, and he started to run before he put the dribble on the floor. Another turnover for the Lions. They're eighth now in this first half with over 5.5 minutes to go until the break. Substitutions here for Washburn. Dejani and Orr both sit. Michael Keegan is back into the contest, as is Emmanuel Byrd, who went a streak of four straight games without seeing the floor, played just 2 minutes in that win over the weekend, but he's out there with now 5.5 minutes to go in this first half. Batchelor brings the ball up court for Washburn. Right-hand dribble, kicks it right corner for Christensen. He dials up a three, way too strong. Byrd fights for the rebound underneath the basket, but it's off Emmanuel's hand, out of bounds over the end line. Possession belongs to Southern, still tied up 27-all. Sigmund will bring the ball up for the Lions. 12.2 points per game for Sigmund this year. Second leading scorer for head coach Sam McMahon's group. To Taggart, top of the key, back to the right wing, and Sigmund. Jab step with the left, now pass down to the right baseline with the right, and Messinas falls down, loses the dribble, but he just ricochets it off the leg of Emmanuel Byrd and out of play. So it's going to stay with Southern. Washburn can't take advantage of the slippage there. 5:04 on the clock. Shot clock is already down to 15. Southern will inbound, baseline right, Sigmund to trigger in. Sends it deep, again, over the head of Messinas, but he's able to track it down, back by center court. Over to Avery Taggart now, another one of those Division I transfers for this Southern team. Spinning around with a right-hand dribble in the lane. Babies up a shot, too short, gets his own rebound, though, and a foul as well. Excellent effort by Taggart. Tough shot the first time. Sticks with it, and he'll get two free throws for his trouble. That brings us to immediate timeout. 4:54 remaining in the first half. Washburn and Missouri Southern tied 27-all. Back after this with more Ichabod basketball on Country 106.9.